usually in these cases, in these inquest cases, if a coroner finds that someone is responsible for someone else's death, usually then that's sent to the director of the public prosecutions here, and a decision is made whether there's going to be a prosecution or not. The evidence from the inquest can be used. That can't happen here, obviously, because Howard is now dead, so the criminal end of it is now completely finished. So the only other course of action really open to the family in terms of a legal process is a public inquiry, but it's crying out for one, because people have been focused on the fact that there's allegations that Howard was a state agent. It's just one of the aspects. Because what that does is actually get away from what I have described as a shambolic and uncaring investigation by the police.
What is the family's views in terms of the possibility of ever finding Arlene, or if they've come to terms with the fact that they may not, how are they sort of coping with that?
I think that was Catherine's point yesterday. That's why possibly a public inquiry might lead to further truth and this Christian burial. And we're back to hope, because, you see, if there's a public inquiry and it's dealt with publicly, the point is that you don't give up. You never know who would come forward. You never know what may pop up. And I say that because even at the end of the inquest, we were threatened again with another public interest immunity certificate because they had an agent in the prison. And the prison secretly recorded Howard talking about how he killed Arlene. Again, the details are too horrific for me to talk about on the radio, but the transcript of that was read into the inquest. We didn't hear the recordings. They refused to let us hear them.